50.
Approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for the mixed-use apartment project located at Southeast 9th Avenue and Southeast Belmont Street.
Saltzman again.
Thank you, Mayor, and I'm sorry our Housing Bureau Director, Kurt Krieger, had to leave, but he's testifying in Salem today on inclusionary housing proposals.
Good.
But he really landed this multi-application here, which is to grant a multi, the limited tax exemption to Killian Pacific, who is going to provide 20 of their 100 units to be affordable to moderate-income households close in Eastside Portland. This project is located on 9th and Southeast Belmont in a neighborhood that is quickly expanding to include more residential uses since it offers transportation, direct access to jobs and amenities, and top-notch schools. The developer, Killian Pacific, has committed to both engaging a consultant to provide more minority women and emerging small business contracting opportunities, working with the Housing Bureau to connect those most in need of housing to available units through relationships with community partners, and the project will also make at least 5% of the units adaptable ready in order to be fully accessible to meet the needs of people with disabilities and seniors. Dory Van Bockel has also been waiting very patiently all day, and she's here to answer questions or provide any additional comment, but we do want to thank Killian Pacific for working with the city, and as I said, it was really Kurt Krieger and his relationship through his previous jobs with Killian that helped bring this proposal forward.
Great.
Dory, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, that's it, other than to say that, yes, with Killian Pacific participating and applying to the program, they've also been supportive of having other developers who maybe haven't been familiar with the program or thought about it or considered it to actually explore if it might work for them, too.
I just want to note, first of all, congratulations to the Bureau for landing this. We still are facing stark statistics. Over 22,000 new private sector apartments the last 3 years and less than 3% affordable. And even though this is a win for what I will call workforce housing, we're talking in the studio here about a 470-square-foot studio that will rent for a little over $1,000. So we are not actually addressing the documented area of need in our housing crisis, which is why I hope the legislature gives us the flexibility to address inclusionary housing. And I hope we don't take our eye off of providing housing for people that are that we have clear evidence they're being priced out of the marketplace, and that is certainly well below 80% MFI.
Thank you. Any other questions, Dory? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Mr. Johnson.
Okay, come on up.
Good morning, council members. My name for the record is Charles Johnson, and I do want to preface my remarks by saying when we have 3 minutes, we don't get to include any of the good stuff that we might think about you. We have limited time, so our comments are usually, if we feel an issue is bad, we have to focus on the negative and hope that you'll fix that. In this case, it's all good. Except that not enough. And, of course, that's not the fault of this particular developer. It's great to see a project where it looks like we're looking at like 20% of the capacity is going to be adjusted below market rate. And I hope recently Alyssa Kenny-Geyer went out to ERCO, had a big community forum on housing and rental issues. So I hope that citizens can rally in the sentiments of all of you, especially the remarks Commissioner Fish just made, that we need help. Ideally, all preemptions from the state go away, but at least inclusionary zoning and $15 an hour minimum wage. When you look at these policies and when you're talking with about the legislative agenda, please also remember to keep in mind the overall portfolio of any landlord, large-scale landlord. So on one project, it looks beautiful, 20% adjusted for below market rate. But some of our large property managers, they can do that at one property and still have very, very little. So I hope the state, with your guidance on the legislative agenda, will be able to make sure that the best tax credits go to those landlord property management companies that have the largest percentage of their portfolio available to low-income tenants. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? This is an emergency ordinance. Roll call, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
thank you, Dan, for really being a bulldog around getting the multi-program to work. And that includes the amendments you brought to council to respond to some concerns we had from the development community. This is one of our most important tools, and frankly, it's not just an affordability tool, it's a fair housing tool to ensure that we put affordable housing in high opportunity areas. So thank you for your work on this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Great outcome. Thank you. Aye.